USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal agencies are being directed to raise the minimum wage for government employees to $15 an hour. According to new guidance from the Office of Personnel Management, the guidance will impact almost 70,000 federal employees. The Federal Reserve released a paper Thursday opinioning on the pros and cons of developing its own central bank digital currency. It should be noted, no conclusions were revealed. Around the world, there are now 23 digital currencies either in pilot or formally launched programs. Marvin Lee Adey, better known as Meatloaf, died Thursday night at the age of 74.
It's like if you think that there's no room for improvement or to get better, then really you should go fishing.
Meatloaf during an interview on Mix It in 2015. The Grammy winner's career spanned six decades, and he was in dozens of movies, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Fight Club, and Wayne's World. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
One of the biggest investments any of us will make is buying a home. And the biggest factor for the value of your home is supply and demand.
A low supply of homes is being blamed for a drop of sales of previously owned homes. The National Association of Realtors says that the figure dropped 4.6% last month. That comes out to just under 6.2 million units. Full year sales for 2021 were just over 6.1 million. That's an 8.5% jump from the pandemic-filled year of 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A New Zealand Navy ship carrying 250,000 liters of water arrived in Tonga on Friday, bringing life-saving supplies for the South Pacific island 6 days after it was devastated by a volcano and tsunami that polluted water sources. An Australian aid flight was forced to return to base because of a positive COVID-19 case on board. Tonga is home to 105,000 people. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Justice Department on Thursday charged four Belarusian government officials with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy.
Four Belarusian officials were charged with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy, according to the Justice Department. A federal grand jury in New York indicted the four men who were accused of orchestrating the diversion of a Ryanair flight last May. None of the men are currently in custody, but the Justice Department said the United States looks forward to working with our foreign partners to bring them to justice. Flight 4978 was carrying four U.S. citizens and more than 100 other passengers on its way from Greece to Lithuania when it was forced to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on May 23rd. At the time, Belarusian aviation authorities said a bomb threat was the reason for the diversion. But the White House later said it was diverted over false pretenses after a Belarusian journalist, Roman Protasevich, was arrested upon landing. The FBI said, "We allege the defendants carried out an elaborate scheme to fake a bomb scare which forced an airplane to make an emergency landing in their country so they could arrest a dissident journalist." The charge of conspiring to commit aircraft piracy carries a minimum sentence of 20 years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Good news for the James Webb Space Telescope. All mirrors have been successfully deployed. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.